I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Wednesday, May 17th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. OpenAI, Google, and Meta all advanced their AI strategies, and Microsoft aims for Firefox search. And the CISA director urges caution on AI, while a cybercrime underreporting and ransomware are on the rise. This is the business of tech. ChatGPT plugins and web browsing were released in beta yesterday by OpenAI. OpenAI is also preparing to release a new open source language model, per reporting in that same article. They have also released a tool for identifying which parts of an LLM are responsible for which behaviors. It's early stages and available in open source on GitHub. As Google pushes its products into AI, it's notable that Bard is unavailable in the EU and Canada. It's in 180 other countries, and the reason is GDPR. And while I'm on Google, the company filed an argument with the US Patent and Trademark Office that AI technology should not be considered an inventor by US patent law. Let's follow up on the open source AI model discussion from last week. The information dug further and cites Ion Sequoia, a professor of computer science at the University of California, Berkeley, who helped develop a key open source AI model using Meta's technology. He believes free AI models are now reasonably close in performance to proprietary models from Google and ChatGPT creator OpenAI, and most software developers will eventually opt to use the free ones. Meta announced a new generative AI tool for advertisers called AI Sandbox, being tested with a small group of advertisers and will be rolling out more widely in July. Anthropic has updated Claude, and the critical update is that the context window now allows for about 75,000 words or 100,000 tokens, up from 9,000. Compare that to ChatGPT at about 3,000 words or the API limited release model of GPT-4 at 32,000 tokens. Microsoft may have made a big splash with the Bing announcement, but users don't appear to be sticking around. Bing's global search market share has grown roughly 0.25% since the new Bing launch. As per the information, the company is exploring bidding on the contract to be the default search engine for Firefox. Finally, amid all that, Insider looked at Microsoft's 2022 purchase of Nuance and the plan coming from that effort. It's AI in medical dictation, and it listens to conversations between doctors and patients and generates medical notes within seconds. Why do we care? It's that last piece I care most about. It's a practical application, and one can assume it's one of many to come. And it'll be the various applications and models to apply to customers. In some cases, you'll be looking for fully formed products. In others, you may be looking for the right model. Now add to that a suitable licensing model to that, and let's not sleep on the prospect of open source models producing better results. CISA Director Jen Easterly commented on all that AI at an event last week. I think we need to be very, very mindful of making some of the mistakes with artificial intelligence that we've made with technology, Easterly said. The multi-billion dollar cybersecurity industry results from misaligned incentives where the technology industry prioritized speed to market over security, said Easterly, who's the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, at a Hack the Capitol event last week. The other big concern lately is the underreporting of cyber incidents. It was a theme at the May 5th Business and Policy Forum at George Washington University. It was also highlighted by the FBI and Justice Department, noting that only around 20% of ransomware victims report attacks. There is some good news on ransomware. The Institute for Security and Technology's Influential Ransomware Task Force released a progress report this month, noting that 92% of the group's recommendations have, quote, seen some action. That said, the adversary continues to evolve, reportedly now targeting local governments. Dallas, Oakland, and Lowell, Massachusetts are all recovering from recent attacks. Through the first 4 months of this year, cyber criminal gangs are on pace to surpass their earnings from a record-setting 2021, according to new data collected by Chainalysis. Why do we care? I expect AI to have more and faster motion than there was on social media and privacy. Even the security experts are talking about it. I want to highlight that reporting number. It's been a consistent story, not enough reporting. This will continue inconsistent progress without that number changing, so I highlight it. This audience is the group that can change it. Are you fighting the constant problem of reconciling the billing of all the products and services that you sell? Imagine reconciling your billing with just a few clicks every month. No tab chaos, no revenue left on the table. Just getting paid for everything you do, and without spending days to figure it out. And what if it was two-way and infinite connections with a single integration for MSPs and vendors? It can be done with Gradient Synthesize. Try it for free at meetgradient.com. Thanks for listening. Today, National Employee Health and Fitness Day. With as much as we talk about benefits and hiring on this show, I had to acknowledge that one. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.